This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The City of Eureka will host a public meeting tonight at Runeberg Hall at the corner of Wabash and Union Streets in Eureka to discuss a proposed day facility to be operated by the Betty Quan Chin Foundation. Under discussion is a six-month pilot project that would be launched next month that would provide beds and space for about 30 people per day, Monday through Friday, to eat, sleep, clean up, and gain access to public services. The meeting begins at 6:30 at 1685 Union Street. The County Department of Public Health has issued an update regarding a case of meningitis that was diagnosed in a Washington elementary student in late August. Public Health wants anyone who had significant contact with the child between August 17th and the 25th, including fellow students, teachers, aides, and any others, to receive a treatment of chemoprophylaxis. Contact the County Public Health Branch for more information. Students at Grant Elementary School in Eureka will hold a readathon today to raise money for the victims in the Helena Fire in Trinity County, where 72 homes were destroyed by wildfire. The readathon's goal is to raise $1,500 that will be added to the donations already made to the Trinity County Fire Relief Fund through the Humboldt Area Foundation. If you wish to donate to the readathon's effort, stop by Grant Elementary on G Street in Eureka between 8:30 and 12:30 today. Six Rivers National Forest Supervisor Mel George said in a press release that we are pleased with the latest rainfall and are anxiously waiting to see how much precipitation we will get so we can form our approach on these fires. Those are the Eclipse Complex and the Orleans Complex burning in Six Rivers, and fire crews are making steady gains in containment, and the rainy weather has helped. Trail closures remain in effect, and motorists will still find heavy equipment and traffic delays along Highway 96, and hunters heading into the wood are urged to use caution as well. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is asking for anyone who may have information regarding 19-year-old Ramon Naranjo or the events that led to his death before his body was dumped outside of Covelo to come forward. Naranjo's body was found last Wednesday alongside Highway 162, and the cause of his death has been determined to be homicide. The area where his body was left was not where he was murdered, and no suspects have been identified. The CHP is investigating the events that led to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 Tuesday night. 22-year-old Weaverville resident Priya Sandhu was behind the wheel of a Honda sedan when she pulled out in front of a transit bus and suffered fatal injuries in the collision and was pronounced dead at the scene. Two passengers in the Honda sedan suffered moderate to major injuries and both were taken to Mercy Medical Center in Reading. Three passengers in the transit bus, a 55-year-old Douglas City man and two minors from Lewiston, also suffered injuries and were taken to Mercy as well. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.